This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your Tuesday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vincent.
We're working.
Yes, everything seems to be working.
Okay.
It's a solid way to start the day.
All right. Good news.
Yeah.
So what's up, broadcaster? You've been broadcast. Did you just stay in? Did you sleep in your seat?
Basically.
I saw a post yesterday of you in your seat again, and I thought, oh, yeah, the pod, the Mosley pod.
Yeah, it was, you know.
Late into the day, huh?
I just love sitting here and and getting, you know, things done. You know, if only these things were profitable. This one's profitable. The other one's not so much.
Oh, well.
Well, you know, you work on things, Vin. You try to make things worth your time. That's all.
Well.
You know, I'm trying to make it happen. We did Johnny's podcast yesterday. We Zoomed with him for the first time because, as he revealed to us, and I don't know if we've said it on the air here or not, but
because I don't know.
So his son, his youngest son, had an emergency appendectomy a couple of weeks ago, 6 weeks maybe.
That part we know about.
Yeah. So it actually ruptured. It was horrible. It was a terrible thing. So the kid, he's a kid. So he gets over it and he's back at it and they're out having fun in the Delta and water sports and, you know, camping and whatever the hell else that family's doing. And then that kid gets COVID. So
that's not a huge surprise. It's kind of going around, but go
on.
It is
kind of going around. It's just that he gets it. It comes on. And nobody else gets it. Like, obviously, the whole family gets tested. And Johnny was saying, the doctor said, the chances of you getting COVID while sheltering in place with someone who has it, 20%. I'm like, how can it only be a 20% passage rate in a family when everybody on the Marlins has it now? Like, how is that possible?
I don't know where that dude got his stat, and he is a doctor, and I know we've had a lot of contradictions in terms of, you know, what we're hearing from in different stories. But the one constant seems to be the way people catch it is in their own house from your own family. That seems to be the report that I'm getting from everybody is, or from most news sources is, it's not just floating outside in the air. You can go for a walk. Especially if you wear a mask, you should be really safe. But in the house is where people are catching this. So I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, no one in his family has it. And Malia's been caring for him. And they've just, you know, they're all, and then they all go get tested. And the kid's the only one who's got it. And now he's over it. So I guess the rule is, from the day you first experience the symptoms, what did he say, Brent?
There's new rules, yeah.
Yeah, it's 10 days.
From the day you get it or get the symptoms of it, it's 24 hours after. I'll have to look it up because I don't want to. We're obviously broadcasting, and I want to get
so
it right.
So here's what Johnny said. It's 10 days from the day the kid first shows symptoms mm-hmm. for him. So 10 days. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's 10 days with 3 clear days at the end of that.
Right. It has to do with how many days that you're not showing symptoms. But,
right.
But sure.
And then for whoever you're sheltered in place with, it's 2 weeks from the 10-day mark. So nobody's supposed to, you know, they're not supposed to see anybody or be exposed. They're supposed to be quarantined for 2 weeks following that. So they're, you know, midweek in the first week.
Hyper families locked down.
They can't stop. I don't know how they're going to do it.
I don't know either. I mean, I'll whisper because okay. I'm talking about my next door neighbors. So dumb.
We have some next door neighbors with it too.
Anyway, they have 2 boys, and they're the quietest boys I think I've ever seen in the history of the world. Like these are 2 young boys, healthy, strong looking boys, family of 4. They're all wonderful and nice, but they're silent.
Oh.
Like I know my daughters aren't silent and they've got that Hass and loudness, so yeah. You know,
that's it. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I actually have been hoping for some peeps out of them so that, you know, I could be like, yeah, us too, you know, sorry, but no, nothing. They're the quietest. So
you mean the whole family? Like the whole family, you're not hearing anything about how they're doing?
Well, no, or? I mean, I see them occasionally. They're still alive, but I'm just saying, boys, you expect to be rowdy, you know, hitting baseballs over the fence, doing, you know, climbing the fence. Like, I haven't seen the signs of young male nonsense at all. So, in fact, it's coming from my house. So I'm just like, wow, but I know those kids. They're hyper. That's why I called them the hyper family. I mean,
they're
I see
nonstop.
Johnny posting, you know, he's right. clearly, and that's cool. He's being, you know, he misses most of the winter with his boys. So I see that he's making up for the time that he spends, you know, in Tahoe and working with Warren Miller. He's making up for it, and that's great.
Yeah, he is definitely. Well, here's their thing. You know, you say, okay, you're confined to your house. For most of us, that means, okay, you can go in the backyard. Well, his backyard's the bay. So they go get
on
the
boat. Oh, they got a dock right outside their back. Oh,
right
boy.
There.
Well, that so explains all the sailing they do, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. So the sailing, the fishing, the everything that they do. And I think, I want to say that a bunch of their family lives right near them. And also, you know, so they can visit each other without having to walk down the street. You know, they can just sail around the corner.
That sucks, huh?
Yeah, doesn't that suck? Oh, my God, what a nightmare. But that's the thing. I mean, you know, the kids are totally hyper. They're just big into all sports. You know, they both do baseball camps and they both ski and they both love to fish. Like some of the fishing videos that he puts up there, some of them are brutal. Like the kids are beating the fish to death. I'm like, oh my God, they're killing the fish. I mean, I guess that's a point so you can eat them, but you know, really slamming them with like, you know, bats.
At least they're eating them. Like,
yes,
unlike your brother who lets them die and then puts them back in the bay.
Right.
I know. God, what's up with that guy?
As it gets pulled back into the ocean.
It's fine. It's fine. It's just swimming off. It's just stunned. It's in shock. It's don't worry. That thing lives.
It's swimming on its side and not me.
Hilarious fish death.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm sorry to hear they caught it. I don't know anything about this new percentage the doctor's quoting, but
yeah,
you know,
whatever. I just thought that seems so impossible to me that you could be sheltered in place with someone when supposedly you can be just walking around in the grocery store and get this thing, but only a 20% chance if you're
in
caring for someone. Right.
Yeah.
It just seems ridiculous. And I know a family down the street, and that 20% rule did not apply. Or, you know, they were making out, which I doubt. They don't seem like that kind of family to me. But,
well,
I don't
buy that 20% stat at all, but it's fine. I mean, there's so much evidence to say different, but
right.
Whatever. I mean, look, the bottom line is, and I've said this about my house, we don't want it in here for that reason, because if all of us get sick, then you can't even be sick. You have to care for your kids.
That's the thing about kids. God, they're needy, you know?
There you are, hating life and pulling yourself out of bed because your kid's gone, Mom, because I'm not getting up. But she'll get up. Mama.
Well, we all knew that. Don't worry.
Mama. You know that. You've heard that.
I have.
Or is it John in your family? Does everyone yell?
No, it's both of us. You know, I mean, depends on what time of day it is. If it's after 7:30, I can't even hear that.
Right.
So, but no, you know, it's what it's like with sick kids. And you joke about it. But if your wife was ill beside you, you'd take turns.
No,
you just
I do a lot more of housework in general than I ever wanted to. Believe me, I'm doing my share.
The joys of marriage.
Woof.
The
so anyway, that's one of those, the moment that you were just explaining where Malia or even Johnny has to go, oh man, it's in the house. My kids got it. I'll put on a mask, but what, you know, how good is that? You know, what good is that going to do? It's in the house now.
Right.
And then you care for the kid. So I'm stoked if they're able to stay clear. That's great.
Well, the kid, they're now into the clear period. So his 10-day thing was like maybe last Friday. And that when he had been clear of symptoms for 3 days. So now they are, whatever it is now, 4 or 5 days into their first week of total quarantine. You know, or forced quarantine.
Well, I would warn our friend Johnny Mosley, stay off Instagram if you're going to break quarantine, because people will be mad at you.
Oh, they certainly will. Yes, they certainly will. That is the way it is. If you do something, people are just going to be like, you suck and you're bad.
Can you believe that basketballer broke quarantine to go to the strip club and got caught because someone, you were the one who told the story that... some rapper guy posted a picture of them in the club.
Oh, so awesome to see you. Guy's all, hey. Oh, no, that was an old picture, really, because he had the brand new mask on.
Right.
The new mask design that just came out, that was on him. So that was recent.
Got to be careful about that, everybody.
I stopped off for some food. Yeah, listen, if you're going to break quarantine and be a douchebag, do it in secret.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way. Don't post about it. God, social media, it's going to ruin us all.
You won't get likes. That's for sure.
No, you certainly will not. But you'll get some publicity. And don't they say all publicity is good publicity, Vin?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I know that some would say what Kanye's
cancel
doing
culture.
Is maybe even by design, but I would say no, it's not good that he's being sick.
No.
In front of everyone. I don't think that's good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I got liposuction.
Because you made fun of me. Isn't that the quote? Like,
y'all
made fun of me.
So I went and got liposuction. You know,
oh, Kanye.
Kanye. It's hard to be Kanye.
Yeah.
I actually do believe that. I think that he's having a very hard time. And this situation, I'm sure, is not helping him. And one of my first stories is Kim went and visited him. That's nice.
Oh.
She visited her husband.
In Montana. Or is it Wyoming?
In Wyoming, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere in that region, you know.
Right.
The flyover states. No
offense, it seems
Wyoming.
Like it'd be a really cool place to just lay low.
Yes. If only he could do that.
I know.
If only he didn't have access to a private jet, you know.
I just saw pictures of Bieber there or something like that. Bieber and Kanye sitting in like a barn. And I just went, oh my God.
Oh my, Bieber visited him too?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
You don't have that?
No.
There's pictures, yeah.
I'm sure it's somewhere, but it's, you know. I guess my digging into the Kardashian world stopped at Kim and Kanye.
Although maybe, who knows, out of that quick visit could come a hit song.
Yeah, oh, sure. Listen.
Very well, you know, these guys, they seem to be able to sit down and just crank them out. So
they do. No question about that. That's... It's got to be tough to be Kanye. Look, it's hard to be anybody right now. This is not an easy time. And, you know, you're talking about social media. I'm seeing just a lot of people that, you know, people I just know on social media. Just people who follow me or who I followed back. And And I, you know, there's a lot of depression right now. I mean, you know, not that I'm breaking news, but you just all of a sudden you see someone who's been sort of busily posting away, and then they're like, you know, I got to be honest, I'm having a really hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just feel like, yeah. And it's not like you can go to them, or even their friends can't. But you can offer words of hope. There's some good to be found in social media. I guess, honestly, if you were a single person, completely alone, not seeing anybody during this whole thing, it might actually be your only contact with the outside world.
Yeah, that would be the danger would be you're using it too much, and mm-hmm. you're looking through a lens that people want to show you,
yes.
as opposed to what's real and what they're really feeling. But that you just said it, though, you can also reach out on social media. So, you know, I'm being more careful about how I use it right now, because frankly, I also don't have much to post. Yesterday was a fine day. We had fun. We mm-hmm. I finished here, and actually the missus went out for a drive with the kids. So I had a minute to myself and went, oh, my goodness. Picked up my guitar. I jammed for a little bit and did something else for personal care, and then I just had a minute, and it was actually a second to breathe. I felt, oh, this is great. And then I went for a walk with the kids, went for a bike ride with the kids. We watched some movie that just got dropped on Netflix called Animal Crackers.
Oh, how was that?
It's not my favorite. You know, the Pixar set such a high bar that all other animated films suffer.
They get judged by it, right.
But it's new, mm-hmm. so, and it's different, and it's not scary.
And it's something you haven't seen before.
And it's right. So we watched it. We weren't able to finish it because then lunches and naps happen, but we'll get back to it probably today a little bit. But anyway, and we went for an evening drive and watched, you know, the sun go down, and boom, there's a day.
That's a nice tradition you guys seem to have. Go out and find the sunset.
It's a very low bar, though. Really low bar. Yeah. Like, the amount of accomplishment is minimal.
It's honestly, it's like
we fed ourselves.
Just getting through the day, you know, mm-hmm. just getting to the end of it. And actually, I think that's sort of a depressing, that in and of itself is a depressing way to live, you know, just this, especially people under kids right now. Because I think about you all the time. Like, I don't even want to tell you what I'm doing, you know, just not caring for little children. And, basically, you know, and
you
just
do what you want. Whatever,
right? Anything
within the confines of quarantine, but
bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually bored because there's no kid going. How about another round of Candyland? Oh my God, I can't think of anything I'd less rather do. Let's
do it. No, it's, you know what though? It's I'm just trying to stay plugged into it, because the truth is, you're right. I can easily see the downside to all of this.
Yep.
Very easily. It's not a problem. In fact, it's within sight right now. I see it right off over there. So it's, but I'm just trying to stay positive about it. Right now we're looking at least 2 more months of being in the house board. That's it. At least.
Yeah.
No, I think it's going to go through the end of the year, but that's me being trying to be realistic.
Yeah, don't even be that positive about it, because 2 months, honestly, the thing I was reading about the tests on the vaccines, you know, they hope to have it fully approved by November, and then it comes down to distribution. So this year, I think it's almost better just to accept that 2020 is canceled, and we're getting, it does suck. It totally sucks. Like, you know. Even people who are like, well, working from home's okay, or, you know, the people that you know that are making more money now doing nothing. Like, you know, it's almost like something you got to sort of wrap your head around and, you know, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
You know, on that, someone I know told me they actually got some weird back payment. Like a lump sum of money was given to them. Due to, I don't, maybe because they've never gotten unemployment, and I don't know. I didn't want to ask questions because you don't want to pry into people's money,
right.
But they offered up that things are okay, and we got this much money, you know, given to us. And I went, what? That's thousands of dollars. I don't get it.
Wow.
So it's a trip, but I don't really
there
know.
There are all kinds of little weird programs they've got going on right
That's
now.
That's it.
You know?
Exactly.
It's such a strange thing. A lot of people had been wondering, is Scott leaving? Is he ever freaking leaving? I think is how they put it. He's not, it turns out. He was supposed to leave today, and his Scott Capurro, longtime friend of the show, you've probably heard him and or been annoyed by him or laughed your ass off at him, you know, whatever your reaction is. But he's here for at least another, was it 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah,
what happened to the flight?
Something.
They had a flight plan.
It got canceled. Flight was canceled.
And was it canceled because there weren't enough people on it that they could justify the fuel use? Or was it, because didn't you say it was like five people were booked on the thing?
Yeah. And they're keeping bookings fairly low anyway. I actually, the first thing I thought was England didn't want them. You know,
in that
he's in America.
From America,
because we are, you know, we're not allowed to go. Like the whole world has us
on
the list.
I don't disagree with you there, but I know that most places aren't as clear as they'd like to say they are. So
right.
I don't think that he'd be flying into a pristine environment by any stretch of the imagination. I think England's got its own problems. So I don't know what the flight deal was, but this is my thing. You can't fly across the Atlantic with five people. Like, that's just such a waste of fuel. I don't get it.
Agreed.
So that would make more sense that
they could combine flights but now he's rescheduled for the 12th. So we're
all right.
I don't want to say stuck with him, but you know, he's going to be here for the next couple weeks.
You're the one that he lives with. So
he does
I'm
not
worried.
I do not live with him.
Only a few times a week.
Yeah. No. Like once a month he comes.
That's your problem, Holmes. I don't mind talking to him. He's funny.
It just, you know, there's a lot of guilt because he's like staying in the place right nearby and I'm not going to go see him. And
is he there as we speak?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. They were here. They were here last week because we thought it was their last week. So I was like, yeah, come on. You can visit the country, as Edson likes to call it. I love the country. Kapuho.
Or the hole in the fence where you live.
Yeah, dude, I know. I can't believe he was out there either. I'm like, what? What do you mean you saw me filming in the garden?
Everything
How is
sort
that possible?
Of falls under the guise of a bit, and yet I'm like, that's not a bit.
Like,
that's a dude outside the fence looking in on you. That's not
well,
funny.
Listen, I've told you there's always kids back there. Now I'm like, you know, maybe I need to put corks in those knot holes or something.
I think you do.
Because damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, peepo. That's the story of my life. Everyone's peeping me, Vin, all the time.
Well, you're a hot naked lady.
That is true. My God. How do
I put some clothes on for once, Sarah?
If only I would, then maybe people would stop peepoing me. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.